KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The film is called First Cow and It's Pure Enchantment. Kelly Reichardt's new feature is a vision of frontier life around 1820 with a real cow named Evie. She's been shipped north from California to become the first of her species in the Oregon Territory. Before long, Evie turns into a cash cow for a couple of scruffy wanderers after they meet in a forest by chance. The film is mainly, but not only, about friendship. It's a beautiful fable of harshness and kindness with a haunting afterglow. One of the two men, Cookie Figiewicz, is a cook, and a really good one, as it turns out. He's played exquisitely well by John Magaro. Cookie is one of the most touching characters to have graced the screen in a very long time. Someone you take instantly to your heart. Milking Evie furtively in the dead of night, he talks to her soulfully, intimately, unselfconsciously. "Sorry about your husband," he says. "I hear he didn't make it all the way." Cookie's new friend, King Lou, is played by Orion Lee. He's a quietly charismatic actor with an economical style and a wonderful voice. Lee manages to make the inexplicable seem plausible, that a penniless Chinese-born sailor of great eloquence and sophistication should be hiding buck-naked in a clump of vegetation after running for his life from a bunch of murderous Russians. Cookie gives him shelter, and before long, the two men are collaborating in the most intriguing depiction of budding capitalism since Robert Altman's McCabe and Mrs. Miller. Unlike the prospectors who struck gold in the Yukon decades later, Cookie and King Lou strike milk from Evie's udder. It's the crucial ingredient in the biscuits and oily cakes that Cookie whips up as if by magic. Delicious delicacies that tickle dulled palates in a populous trading post. "I sense opportunity here," King Lou says. Both of them sense danger. The cow's owner, a wealthy landowner, played by Toby Jones, doesn't know they're pilfering Evie's precious bodily fluid, but he's starting to wonder why his prized possession isn't more productive. All of this is enthralling and surreptitiously wise. Cookie has the skill, while King Lou has the mercantile impulse. Together, they constitute a startup venture based on theft that swings between shrewdness and folly, daring and greed. Seldom does a small film with laconic dialogue have so much to say indirectly about business, human nature, and history, and so much to show. A mingling of whites, blacks, Native Americans, and Asians, most of them working at tasks, making things, scratching out livings, forging a future they can't imagine. History is coming, but it isn't here yet, King Lou says. It's the frontier life summed up in a sentence in a film that's too lovely for words. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.